Good evening, you two. Welcome to Pulse. Do you have an appointment? No, that's fine. We accept drop-ins. Is this your first experience at Pulse? It is? Oh, well, you're in for a treat. Let me start out by saying this is the largest robot sex brothel in the United States. Very proud to say that. Our robots are very intelligent. They're able to hold a conversation with you. And if you come in time after time, they will actually remember what you said. So if you told them about your dog or the fact that you like massages, whatever it is, they'll remember. Our goal here is to maintain lifelong customers. Oh, you look like you have a burning question for me. Go ahead. Yes, you heard right. Each one of our robots have a pulse. So when you're finished being pleasured and you rest your head on their chest, you can hear that heartbeat and it feels so real. We do have specials. Tonight is Halloween, as you know. We're running a Halloween special, 2-for-1, 30 minutes with 2 robots of your choosing for $100. We have 10 different costumed robots, a naughty nurse, French maid, innocent yet dirty schoolgirl, just to name a few. And we have plenty of robots for your wife. Sexy fireman, hot doctor, lusting vampire, just to name a few. No, we don't have a sexy chef, but that is a very, very good idea. I could see how that would work. Something tells me you're a chef then. You are. Oh, yes, I know that place. Delicious food. Oh, I love that wine and cheese lover's appetizer. The brie and the real honeycomb, the gourmet crackers. Oh, and the Pinot Noir that was served with it. That was your creation? Oh, I'm so honored to meet you. What is your name? Mr. Johnson. Okay, back to business, Mr. Johnson. I advise you to make this evening very special for your wife and give her permission to indulge in her fantasies. Let her choose her own robot. That way, she can have the most pleasurable experience. Don't pick it out for her. Let her be free and naughty. Let her play. Any other questions? Oh, very good question. We do have a couple's room, so if you decide to have your experience together, we have that capability. Otherwise, we have the gentleman's quarters and the ladies' quarters. I would recommend separate for the first time, yes. Because couples find that it's hard to break loose and be themselves. You're just so worried that the other person is going to get jealous over a robot. I know it sounds strange, but it's human nature. Yes, I can give you time to discuss it. I'll be here when you're ready. Just come back. Violet, could you come here? You see that couple over there? The gentleman in the suit? I bet he chooses the naughty nurse. And I bet she chooses the fireman. You think so? I think so. I've been doing this so long, I can point him out right away. Oh, are you ready? You've decided. Very nice choices indeed. Naughty nurse and fireman. Perfect. I think those will be perfect for your first experience. All right, my assistant Violet will take you, sir, to the gentleman's quarters. That's where you'll choose your robot. And Daisy over here will take Mrs. Johnson to the ladies' quarters. This is where we keep all of our delicious stock of robots for your choosing. You can choose the build, the eye color, the voice, the height, the weight. Everything is tailor-made. I promise you won't be disappointed. Have a wonderful time, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. I hope you enjoy your stay with us at Pulse. Oh, he's so fucking hot. I'm so wet. I do have my 9 p.m. with Mr. Smith. But a fuck with Mr. Johnson would be a sweet treat. Thank you for calling Pulse, the largest robot sex brothel in the United States. Are you calling for an appointment? No, I'm sorry, sir. We do not have slutty witches this year. They just didn't fly last year. No, they were not popular. Vampire vixens? Yes, we do have those again. Very popular this time of year, especially on Halloween. We do have an opening at 10 p.m. tonight. Sir, of course we can fit you in. Perfect. Thank you so much for calling, and we'll see you later on. Okay, take care now. Oh, it's a text from Violet. He chose the robot that looked just like me. Mm-hmm. Naughty, naughty Mr. Johnson. I could tell he was thinking about me. A lot of them do. And the perks of this job is that I can substitute myself anytime I want. Well, we all can, but especially when somebody as hot as Mr. Johnson comes in. Oh, what a delicious ass he has. Well, it looks like I'll be naughty nurse twice tonight. It's my lucky, lucky night. It's going to be a very happy Halloween, indeed. Well, hello, Mr. Johnson. Yes, I'm your nurse, Iris. Yes, I do look very similar to the receptionist. You're right. Now, let's get back to business. What seems to be troubling you? You feel hot. How so? Can you show me where you feel hot? Oh, I see. It's in your pants. Yes. Well, I think we need a very thorough examination. Let's start by having you take all of your clothes off. Don't be shy. Go on. Very nice. Very, very nice. All right, sit up on that table. I'm just going to take a peek into those eyes of yours. Has anyone ever told you you have beautiful blue eyes? They're gorgeous. Now open that mouth. Say ah. Stick out that tongue. Farther. Farther. Say ah again. Delicious. I'm going to take a moment and listen to your lungs. My stethoscope is a little bit cold. Let me warm it up for you first. Okay. Deep breath in. And out. In. And out. Does my touch make you feel hotter yet? I can tell. You know, my summary is that you definitely need your cock sucked. That's right. That cock really needs a good sucking and fucking. Don't be shy. Open up those legs. Let me get in there. That thick, throbbing cock needs some release. I'm a very good nurse. I'm very good at what I do. I have exceptional skills. Now, be a very good patient and let me put my lips on your cock. Does that feel good? Did you ever think a robot could suck so good? We are programmed to give the best blowjobs in the United States. What's that? You want to feel my pussy? Well, lie back on the table then. I'm gonna straddle you then. But your cock is so big, Mr. Johnson. I'm gonna have to go slowly down. No, robots can't feel pain. It's just hard to get down on it. Just wait. Wait. Oh, fuck. Oh, Mr. Johnson. You have a very lucky wife. I'd be fucking you every day. Okay. I'm gonna give you the best fuck of your life. Oh, that's right. Thrust your hips. Don't worry about me coming. Us robots can sense when you're going to come. And we come as soon as you do. Oh, Mr. Johnson. Flipping me over like that. I can put my thighs on your shoulders. Oh, that's so deep. Yes, fuck me like you want it. Fuck me like you want to. Deep and hard as you like. This pussy is yours tonight. Fuck. I'm coming. I can feel your cock pulsing inside me. That big creamy load is all warm inside. Oh, that was a nice tight fit, wasn't it, Mr. Johnson? Yes. You want to lay your head on my chest? Feel my heartbeat. Oh, that was wonderful. And you were such a good patient. I think we solved your problem. Though you are still hard, you might want to go again. You don't think your problem has been resolved? Oh, naughty, naughty Mr. Johnson. I think you're going to be my favorite client.